why it's important to remember the past. As humans, it's natural to feel regret after doing something wrong or unlawful. But those regrets and mistakes are what show us the better path in the future. Tor Grimm talks in his article about how it is important to point out that history and memory are not the same. We do not need Hitler statues to remind us of the history in the Second World War. Removing a memorial does not remove history, but the act changes how it will be remembered. This shined light under the idea that history cannot be changed even if it's bad, because it is more valuable remembered than forgotten. The significance of remembering history is shown through events like removing controversial statues and the Holocaust, both of which are not embraced in remembrance, but more like a scar. This question interested me because of the past events that have been resurfacing, and it seems like we're not learning from our mistakes. Since the founding of the United States, we have constantly been pushing the limits of our freedoms and redefining what they look like in the 21st century. College campuses have become a breeding ground for new, radical, and sane ideas, which end up affecting many people's lives. Specifically, a college in Texas where two statues, which were important Confederate leaders, were removed due to the discomfort they brought to students whose past may have conflict with these leaders. Personally, I have no reason to support the removal of these statues. I do disagree with the cause these men stood for and what they did, but removing them would not erase their legacy from my life. According to Mr. Bernard, who attended the university in Texas where the statues were removed, suggests the Get Robert E. Lee Out of Here contingent assumes that anyone who stands before this statue will be thinking how noble it was to own a plantation and have slaves. I wish the South had one. A reasonable viewer, however, is more likely to think how sad that so many thousands of young men had to die for this lost cause. Too bad that Robert E. Lee, by all accounts, a brilliant man, made the wrong call. It is important to remember our country's mistakes so that we can make better decisions in the future and learn from our mistakes. Talking about World War II is a touchy subject with some people, and a painful reality for the rest. As arguably the single worst 6 years in the history of human civilization, most people have a hard time wrapping their heads around the numbers of people killed and the fact that the world allowed something so terrible to happen. We need to teach the generations who didn't experience World War II so that we never see something close to this devastating ever again. Bellet, who walked through the concentration camps with students in Germany, said, "The school visit to concentration camp aims to sensitize the students to crimes committed during the Nazi era. It is a lesson being taught at a time when anti-Semitism has returned to the forefront of public discourse in Germany." These students come away from these tours with a sense of accountability. Not that this happened on their hands, but the fact that they're responsible to make right what was wrong and to prevent evil from taking power again. Educating people by showing the mistakes firsthand is one of the most effective ways to impact someone and the choices and values they will live by in the future. After my first two paragraphs, you may be thinking to yourself about the next negative example I will come up with of how we must learn from our mistakes, but the fact is we have advanced too much and accomplished so much as a human race, it is too great to overlook. From medical advancements to production lines and great things like Amazon, we have come so far. We wake up in the morning knowing we can do great things and change the world because society in the past has worked to get us where we're at and we owe it to them to give it our best. In fact, there is a relationship between society and what the past has done to shape society. Without a past, your society has no identity and no cause. It would give no common ground to connect your society. Said best by Joel Hilliker, "The memory of society is its history. Lose that and you lose everything. With no common remembered past, a society has no common sense of purpose, direction, moral orientation, belonging, being. It is not a community participating in a shared story, but a constellation of individuals traveling different paths." This quote helps describe the relationship between society and the history which belongs to it. In conclusion, this question points out how we must treasure the good things we've done, but also be mindful of the mistakes so that we can learn from them, which leads to the question of whether we will take charge and use the past to make a safer future. The removing of controversial statues, the Holocaust, and accomplishments of people in the past have given us a partial map of what to do in the future. Will we use it or just take the path of ignorance?